Party rally on a farm in rural Racine County is officially billed as a get-out-the-vote rally, but the who's who list of conservative speakers is focused on getting out the vote for one candidate. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is the first to talk about Van Wongard.
Van Wongard was always on our side.
The crowd hears from a voucher school advocate, a conservative talk radio host, and if that's not enough, Congressman Paul Ryan just flew in from Washington, D.C. Ryan says he remembers talking to Wongard on the phone right after Governor Walker introduced Act 10, and Wongard telling Ryan that he would support the bill.
And it was abundantly clear to me from that conversation with Van, and abundantly clear to him, that he knew he was going to take a vote that would probably cost him the job he just fought to get. But he was going to do it anyway because he thought it was the right thing to do.
It's not every day that a former vice presidential nominee gets involved in a state Senate primary. Ryan's here because there's a plausible chance that Wongard could lose. Other conservatives are siding with Wongard's opponent, Jonathan Stites. Among them is local GOP activist Bob Giesen.
We have a gift here in the 21st District. It's very strongly conservative district now.
It's so conservative that whoever wins this primary is likely to win the general election. Given those circumstances, Giesen says Republicans should elect the most conservative candidate, someone who could shift the entire state Senate to the right. Giesen says that person is Stites.
I've taken a lot of heat for my position here because all the other so-called establishment have just simply circled the wagons and lined up behind the guy that they think deserves the seat. And I don't agree with that position. I think we should elect the best candidate.
Stites is an investment banker who boasts MBA and law degrees from Northwestern. He's never held office, but he's run before, losing to Democratic State Senator Bob Wirch. Today, Stites is out in the district doing doors.
Hello? Hi there, how are you doing? I'm Jonathan Stites. I'm running for state Senate.
Stites says there are plenty of issues where he differs with Wongard. He notes that when Act 10 was forged, Wongard, a retired police officer, led the charge to extend civil service protections to local government workers.
And in my opinion, that's the exact opposite direction of where we need to be headed. And we've got to get away from the idea that there's one set of rules for the private sector and another set of rules for the public sector, like there's some kind of protected class.
Stites would also eliminate the state income tax, and he favors constitutional carry, where people can carry concealed weapons without a permit. Van Wongard says anyone who doubts his conservative credentials should look at his voting record.
I voted for every conservative item that the governor brought forward. We actually had more conservative legislation in the time I was in the Senate, in that two-year period, than they had had in decades. And I'm proud of that.
The organizers of Wongard's Get Out the Vote rally say it was actually an easy call to endorse him. Racine Tea Party co-founder Nancy Milholland says you have to understand that this area is still in recall mode, looking to avenge Wongard's loss.
For us, it's handing it back to the liberal left. You recalled our guy. Well, guess what? Boom. We're putting him back in office. It's closure is what it is.
Still, this event is pretty laid back. Nothing like the massive Tea Party rallies of just a couple years ago. It could be the nice August weather. It could be that Van Wongard's in no real trouble. Or it could be that other conservatives plan to get out their votes for Jonathan Stites. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.